John Boy Media has a new teammate. It's iHeart Podcasts. What does it mean? John Boy Media shows can now be found over at the Dan Patrick Show. That's right. How cool is that? Wake and Jake and Jimmy's Three Things have joined the iHeart Podcast and Dan Patrick Show family. And the best part, they'll still continue to be the same shows you know and love. If you couldn't tell, we're excited about this one, and thank you guys for listening.
Today is January 18th. The Yankees have not made another move, but we're going to talk about any possible pitcher that maybe can be added to this rotation and some other odds and ends that we got to discuss. So let's do it. Let's talk Yanks.
Talking Yanks with old John Boy. John Boy and Jake. Recaps galore and weekly awards. Stat lines, steaming hot takes. Get your Yankees news with these two fine dudes. It's time for Talking Yanks. Talking Yanks with old John Boy. John Boy and Jake. Talking Yanks with old John Boy. John Boy and Jake.
Hello and welcome to Talkin' Yanks. Thank you very much for joining us. No, this is not a surprise, spontaneous reaction episode. It's our regularly scheduled Monday at noon episode. We got a lot of news over the weekend, but there are some odds and ends and kind of like where things have landed to discuss now. So I'm excited to do it. My name's Jimmy. Sitting next to me is Jake. In the corner, we have Bug Dude. And Jake, who is bringing us this episode today?
James Big Baby David. Today's episode of Talking Yanks is brought to you by the John Boy Media Store. We got a big sale going. We're doing sweaters, Jim. I'm wearing one today. Can you describe it?
It's blue. Okay. It says, I love baseball. It's got snow up top with home plates. And then it's got baseballs and bats, and on the bottom it says John Boy Media, and there's snow.
You nailed it.
Thank you.
I was scared to wear the light blue because of the James Harden picks, where he was wearing light blue and then the black, and he looked really fat.
I think he was wearing pillows.
He was doing something. But besides that, go to the John Boy Media store, promo code WINTER, BURR. And what I've been telling...
With all the vowels and all the consonants?
Yes. Okay. Winter, 25% off. So there's some, you know, ugly sweater Christmas ones. There's regular sweaters, 25% off. It's a big deal. If you've ever been cold in your life, go get one.
Oh, this is like when the Halloween candy gets super discounted after Halloween.
Yeah.
And then the people like, I'm going to get ready for next year. And then they just eat all the candy for like January. For all of January.
We've got some regular ones. If you want to, you know, you're going to be doing ugly Christmas stuff next year, so there's those. 25% off. Winter.
Winter.
It was so funny. We were trying to think of, like, a promo code to use, and I go back to the most basic. Every time we are going to make a promo code, I just want to make it baseball. Baseball. BBD, slow on the trigger today.
Wow. Hungover Monday. Slow on the drop.
In his own bag. But it's not that. It's promo code WINTER, 25% off. Go get a sweater.
It's not
baseball. If you've ever been cold.
Only
if you haven't, you don't need a sweater.
Yes.
If you've ever been cold.
Emotionally or physically.
Ooh.
You said James, Big Baby David.
Yeah.
And you didn't put enough of a comma there, and it sounded like I was James David, and my nickname was Big
James
Baby.
James, Big Baby David.
Yeah.
Yeah. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
What's up, dude?
What are we
doing this episode? We're going through every pitcher in Major League Baseball and ranking their tradability 1 to 100?
Kinda, okay. Yeah. Now, we do have some odds and ends on the list here. The first one is you suck. The second one...
What list are you looking at?
BBD made it. I didn't make it.
Fungul.
Papadopoli.
Fanabla.
Yeah. Basta.
What was that?
That means stop in Italian.
Okay.
You're just doing an Italian podcast, though. A bad Italian podcast.
I'm Italian American.
Yeah. Okay. Ufa. There's some little reports. First, the Yankees were, quote unquote, not the highest bidder on Kluber, which is interesting. A lot of the details of how it went down. The Yankees put in 9. They came back and said that other teams have offered 10. And then the Yankees went up to 11. Maybe other teams went up to 11. It's not really clear how this is worded. Or maybe at 11 the Yankees were the highest bidder. But the initial bid after his bullpen, everyone thought they were going to be in the $6 million range. I thought it should be lower because I am really not trusting anything.
Right.
But, I mean, that's kind of interesting, I guess. It sends the Blue Jays. The Blue Jays have been second on, like, every player that signed anywhere. The Blue Jays have been the second player. So, I mean, I think they should have a clause, like, if you don't go with us, don't leak that we were second. Because it's getting embarrassing.
Yeah, it's getting kind of mean.
We don't want to be the second team anymore. But anyway, does that do anything for you? It means a lot of more teams bought into that he's healthy, I guess.
Yeah, and I guess, so one of the touch points that you and me differed on in a Jimmy and Jake brothers way is how good Kluber could be this year. And I've decided to lean into that a little more. Like, with the amount of teams that were potentially into him, and the fact that, you know, you noted his 2019 when he did pitch, he wasn't great. I think those numbers are skewed a little bit. It's 7 starts. The whole body of work before that is incredible, which, again, there is a big time gap, and I very much acknowledge that. But when Corey Kluber has pitched, he's been really good. So I know it's high risk, high reward. I don't know. I'm still not excited about it. I can be, like we said on that episode, which if you guys tuned in, thank you. You know, it still leaves, there's more to be done. Like, if we signed DJ LeMahieu and another starting pitcher for $11 million, there's a chance we could have been sitting here saying, like, okay, let's get a bullpen piece and kind of run it.
Yeah.
Where we're sitting here with Kluber and it's like, there's a chance that things are really cool. There's a chance that, you know, we're punching pillows pretty easily because the guy's been hurt.
Yeah, so I've made up a decision that I haven't told either of you two about. We will not be doing Corey Kluber's PPP until he throws some spring training innings. That's going to be one of the later ones we do. Makes sense, right?
Makes sense.
Yeah, okay. Because that's how quickly I think things can change. Remember when we got excited for Tulo because we saw him hit a home run at spring training?
Yeah, I mean, we knew.
But we knew.
We knew.
People were honest about Tulo. And then we were like, but obviously he's going to get hurt, guys. Anyway.
It's a little different than Tulo. Tulo had like 4 years of injuries.
It's not that much different for me.
I think so. I mean,
it's different.
They
it's
paid Tulo the minimum.
Minimum. It's different. It's different.
It's different.
But, I mean, this dude's got 4 injuries in between healthiness.
3.
Yeah, but I'm counting the the one that they hid.
Okay.
I think those 2019 numbers were because he was pitching through something.
Gotcha. I mean, they're honest. You know I'm not a big FIP guy, but his FIP was okay. It's 7 starts. Like,
yeah, we got shelled.
Had more than a strikeout an inning. I don't know.
How many hits did he have per inning?
Yeah, high.
More hits than innings pitched.
Stakes, they were high. Didn't enjoy them.
Yeah, so.
The stakes, they're high. I enjoy them.
Buster only says the Yankees will still bring back Gardner.
Death taxes, man.
We'll see. We had a little conversation in the office earlier, like, what's the lowest you think Gardy was signed for? I said $2 million. You said higher than that.
I think I'm like 4. He can still play center, man. Like, there's a limited amount of guys that can play center field at a high level.
That's true. Because right now they just have Hicks.
Greg Allen.
Who is that?
Diehard Greg Allen fan.
BVD, Greg
that's
Allen.
That's what he's. That's what they Greg Allen.
Yeah,
for.
No, it's true.
Well, who'd you
Talkman.
Rather? Yeah, Talkman can play center.
Jump to Greg Allen.
Put them out.
How about,
new guy.
What about a turn for Talkman? Cash is getting so many calls on Talkman. It's like,
No. Tanaka wants 1 year, $15 to $20 million. So yeah. I think Tanaka's out of the running to be returned with the Yankees. I'm kind of hoping he goes back to Japan. So I don't want to see him in another MLB uniform. Also, that sucks for him. I mean, it's a bad look for MLB if he goes back to Japan. He's a good pitcher.
Yeah.
He's durable.
That was my thought process, too. And on Talking Baseball, we hit this with Sugano and who's the other guy? Some bum.
Oh, come on.
It's his name.
That's so rude.
Some bum nah or something?
Some bum nah.
Yeah,
he would have done that in New York. But yeah, I mean, like, dude, if Tanaka goes back to Japan, Like, just think about what Major League Baseball is supposed to be. And that's not good. I mean, he'll go and be a hero there and king of the world, and we'll still post, like, cool GIFs and stuff of him being the king over there.
We can still claim him. That's kind of the fun part.
Yes.
Like, Kyle, who runs the Talkin' Yanks social media, yeah. Like, I could be like, Kyle, you got to tune into Tanaka's Japanese leagues and cover that for us.
Yeah.
Just run him through the ground.
Chris Spalcio in the Patreon. And I know there's a lot of Yankee fans that kind of have this weird, not great outlook on Tanaka, but Chris says it's a bad look if the second best free agent pitcher goes to Japan.
There's probably debatably second, but he's in the top four easily.
Yeah. I mean, it's Bauer, and then, you know, it's Tanaka, like Oda Rizzi.
Paxton,
like, and reliability is the thing that Yankee fans do overlook because, I mean, you know, Corey Kluber, James Paxton. Like, Tanaka's been out there and he throws the pill.
Got a qualifying, or Tanaka did not get a qualifying offer. No. Yeah, okay.
It feels like Angels or Japan, right?
Yeah.
There's been some Padres rumors. Angels, that doesn't make
go
sense
get
to me.
Tanaka and Bauer.
Go get Tanaka.
What are you even waiting? Why are they? The Angels spend tons of money on player.
Yeah.
Go get those two guys.
It's really hot.
Jeez. They won't be friends. I'll tell you that right now. Those two won't be friends.
Tanaka and Bauer?
Yeah.
No. Tanaka and Ohtani. Angels would, like, make the most money in the world and have a pitcher throw good innings for them.
Bring some bum back. I'm talking about that guy. Just talking about some bum.
Good year for Dylan Bundy.
That's basically this. That's all we really have for odds and ends there. The Castillo rumors were going crazy on Twitter last night. I did not believe them at all, but I liked the conversation around them. Yankees fans still think that Clinton Andujar can be a package for someone, which is hilarious because we're going on year three or four now. Wasn't it Clinton Andujar for Cole back in 2016? 2017?
I'll give the fans some merit. Clint can be a big part of a trade at this point.
Yes, but I'm just saying those two have been like.
Someone tweeted like, this is the third consecutive offseason that the Yankee fans think Clinton Andujar can get whatever they want.
Yeah.
December 2017 is the first Clinton Andujar trade for Cole. Didn't happen. So now that's 18, 19, 20. Yeah, we're 4 years, four off seasons of Clinton Andujar doubling up to go get us something.
That's where I kind of, you know, Clint did the Wolf of Wall Street tweet last night, and it's, you know, I like where Clint's head's at. Like, he's probably saying the same thing. You know, he said it at the deadline. Like, there's not a trade deadline that goes by without me. There's not an off season. Like, he, you know, I was gonna as a joke say, you know, is he frustrated that Gardy might be coming back? And he's just like, at this point, he knows that Brett Gardner's going to be there.
Yeah. I mean, right now, Clint's the starting left fielder.
Yeah.
Pretty cool for him.
Yeah.
So you got to trade him. But, all those rumors were fun, and then Paxton and everyone denied them pretty quickly.
Yeah.
And then it came out that the Yankees did inquire, but the Reds wanted Gleyber Torres, and Cashman said no. And as much as you were getting on Gleyber for his defense lately, and I don't think he pans out full-time as a shortstop. Happy to be wrong, and willing to watch what happens this season and change my mind. I'm not going to be like stuck in there.
Right.
But Gleyber's a stud with the bat
right.
and really young. So I know I
and
still.
And he's proved he can play a decent second base, which is similar value to shortstop.
And I don't want to trade him.
Yeah.
So I agree. Castillo's pretty good though. Castillo's got like a 3-something ERA 4 years in a row. He's got 3 years left, I believe, until he's a free agent. So you need to trade something huge to get him. Like, it would be like a Clint or Clint and Schmidt, maybe. I don't think that. I think you might need more. Also, really depends on what the Reds are doing. Do they want young 18-year-olds, or do they want guys you can put in the outfield right away?
Well, and that's some of the conversations we've had that have been kind of fun is with the Yankees and the luxury tax and what's going on there, because I jokingly threw out with Joe's in the office the other day, and then he tweeted it. Joe's McFly, Pinstripe Strong, ad. You know, the Reds are trying to get off some money. They're trying to get off Moustakas or Castellanos. Like, man, if the Yankees could maybe, like, get Castillo, Garrett, and Moustakas, whose contract they're trying to get off of, you send Clint, Clark, and, you know, two other prospects or whatever, and the Yankees maybe send out Aviño too, so the money works out a little better. Like, you know, then you've got Moustakas as this fun, like, utility weapon. You've now strengthened, like, that's a great dream world for the Yankees. I, you know, I don't think we can start dreaming there yet. But I think the bigger conversation that came from the Castillo stuff is where we were the other day. Like, the Yankees still need a starting pitcher, and they still need a reliever, and how are they going to do that?
Yeah.
Is it trade? Is it bargain bin?
Or and I saw a, what did you see? I saw a post somewhere, Reddit, Twitter, somewhere.
Do you see what I see?
I hope so. Where someone put out all the combinations of start, and I couldn't find that. Yeah, I mean, you guys know I just searched for last hour to re-find it. So instead, let's play What's Cashman and Co. Doing? That's the game we're playing right now.
Is there a song that goes with that?
Let me see.
I thought you had a What's Cashman and Co. Doing song.
Let me pull it up. Yes.
Signing and trading.
Hello! I'm Russell Oliver, and I buy your used jewelry. If you have gold rings, gold earrings, I'll give you cash. If you have diamonds, bring them to me. I'll give you cash. I love gold. Bring me your old gold, and I'll give you cash. Because...
I'm the cash man. I'll give you money for your gold, oh yeah. Yes, I'm the cash man. I'll give you money for your gold.
I mean, we should just play the end of that.
I mean, I didn't know, like, what?
You didn't know what?
I didn't know the flames emojis had music that went with them.
Yeah. Like, I'm what? The cash man. Give you players for your players. I'm the cash man. We can remix it.
Yeah. I like the original.
Give you money for your gold. Okay, so.
Yeah.
So, I wanted to go through, Jake. First. How much money do the Yankees have left to spend? It's very weird. Some people are saying $2 million. Some people are saying $7
million. Two to seven.
The cap number is $210 million. Now, $7 million, that's nice. Want to play the best game? The best version of this game?
I mean, you know I love playing the best game. I feel like fives.
You want to go to five?
Like five is almost in the middle. It's a little optimistic.
Let's go 5.5.
5.5.
Okay, so we're playing the game as if they have 5.5 to spend here.
And if it's 7, 5 gives them the $2 million in wiggle room.
A buffer.
So I have every starting pitcher by salary up in front of me, okay? And I'm going to scroll past all the expensive guys, past Jordan Lyles for $8
million. Question.
Yeah.
Do you think there's a chance they go over... At all. Like,
no,
a little bit.
No.
Because you were half on that, and then I heard just you trying to be this morning.
Yeah, just trying to be optimistic, I think, last episode. But no.
Okay.
I think, I don't think they're going over.
How about this? Let's tag team this one.
Yeah, that's the whole show, basically.
Wow.
Tag team, back again.
We were saying that cash normally leaves a little buffer for trading.
Yeah.
How about he doesn't? And when the trade deadline comes, the Yankees are starting to get revenue. So if they need to make a trade, he can go to Hal and be like, hey, we've got money coming in now. Let's go over a little bit.
Okay.
Deal?
Deal. I don't know how much it changes this game, but deal.
Perfect.
All right. Marco Gonzalez is making $5.2 million. Is he available for trade, Jake? And does anyone want him?
I think he's wanted. I don't think he's available for trade.
Okay.
I think if you're the Mariners, he's kind of been consistent for you. You think good things are coming in the next couple years. No.
All right. Steven Matz.
Oh.
The Mets. He's making 5.2. That's not happening, right?
Not
so
happening.
He's not available.
They kind of need him as of now, and there's a chance he sucks bad.
Kyle Freeland, Colorado.
Ooh. I mean, his value kind of isn't high for Colorado. Colorado does.
You'd be getting
him
for 3 years. He's got two more arb years. He's making $5 million this year. Now, I don't think that's happening. I think he's going to try and get cheaper pitchers. But this piqued Jake's interest. So the game, in my opinion, has already won.
The game has begun.
The game is great.
Yeah, Kyle Freeland could be had. And he was actually good last year. He was solid. 13 starts, a 4-3.
Hello!
I didn't mean to do
what
that.
What was that?
I didn't,
what
was I, that? I did not, Jake, I did not mean to do it. It didn't
oh, seem, snap. That was lit.
13 starts last year, a 4.33 ERA, with half of his game in cores.
Hello! That's pretty funny.
It's good.
I didn't mean to do that. That's a great commercial. Okay, let's keep going. Let's Kyle keep Freeland going. Has piqued Jake's interest. Chris Bassett for the A's, they're contending. There's no way he's on the move. Martin Perez for the Red Sox, no way he's on the move. Zach Eflin for the Phillies, no way they're trading him. Yeah. Joe Musgrove, Pirates.
Right. Popular name this offseason.
4.4 mil.
He's got those really good charts you like. Have you seen his chart yet?
No.
You might fall in love with Joe Musgrove right now.
Joe Musgrove.
Oh, my God.
Baseball.
Seven.
Savant.
Savannah. What if you're about to fall in love with Joe Musgrove?
Holy smokes. He's red on every column. Ooh, last year was no reds, though. So, I mean, if 2020 is an outlier, he's a good one to have an outlier.
Let's go.
He changed his pitch usage a lot last year.
Oh, my God.
The curveball went from 9% of the time to 19% of the time, and the fastball went down from 37 to 27. So, I mean, there's a tangible change there, which maybe means he's different. Joe Musgrove has one more year attached to him, 4.4. You get him for 2 years. It's kind
of
interesting.
He's been a popular name on Yankees Twitter because of some of that baseball savant stuff and the 2 years left and the Pirates clearly rebuilding. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like...
Do you hate him because of the Houston connection?
No, I think Yankees Twitter got kind of too hyped for Joe Musgrove for a little bit.
Well, even his other years, Jake, like his 2019, all his baseball savant numbers weren't great, his analytics, whatever. But 32 starts with a 4.4 ERA and a 97 ERA plus means he's 3% worse than the average pitcher. Even that's not... For the Yankees offense, like
right.
Even just give me someone who can pitch innings and games.
We need bullets.
Bullets, yeah, in a way. Bullets. You do need bullets. So, okay, that's an interesting one. So, Freeland got you interested. Musgrove got you a little interested.
Now that we have Kluber, I'm a little more interested in Musgrove.
Okay.
Like, Yankees Twitter was talking about Musgrove like he was the solution, and him and Corey Kluber in different ways are not the final solution.
He's like a clog.
What'd you say? Like the dancing?
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
But I know how much you love Geico commercials.
Met someone who's a clogger recently.
Recently?
Tommy McNulty's girlfriend.
Oh.
Has done some clogging. Shout out Tommy. Okay.
Who's clogged toilet on my middle school choir trip.
That kind of
clogged. Oh, hell no!
He's back.
And then my teacher.
It's a bad feeling.
Who I made fun of a lot.
Sure.
Outed me on the bus.
Nice.
And it was fair. Because I bullied him.
That's good.
Yeah. So.
That's good.
I just constantly wondered why he was living a lie. Whenever he talked about his wife. Luis Castillo is $4.2 million.
Yes.
Castillo, the GM said that he's not being traded. He's got a lot of years left. That's a blockbuster move. Like, Castillo has...
Let's lay it all out there.
I skipped Merrill Kelly.
I mean, it's a fun name.
Sounds like an old newsman.
Merrill Kelly. Let's talk about Luis Castillo a little bit, if you don't mind.
Don't mind.
Rather than the clogging stuff.
What were you talking about? Did. I don't know.
If we were to get Luis Castillo.
Lois.
I mean, we're paying up. Like, if you're one of those people that's ever replied to a trade, like, oh, we're like, give up Davey Clark and Clint. Like, something like that's a possibility to get a pitcher of his ilk in his prime.
You get him for 3 years. So this year, then two more, and he's really good.
Now, I'm not saying that's the final trade package.
Okay.
But you do have to pay, and let's be honest, and I think this is the consensus of Yankees Twitter right now, is like, let's go. You know?
Like, yeah.
The team's good again. We've been dancing around it. Sure, you know, you could point to the Astros, funny business. You can point to some mini Red Sox, funny business. Last year, they get beat in the deciding game to the Rays. You know, with the potential of Kluber, with the potential of Severino, with the potential of Domingo, if you add Luis Castillo, it's like we're there. You know?
Mm-hmm.
We're home. Like, then all of the... Because it's so true. I tweeted it out as a joke, the 10-man Yankee staff. It's Cole, and then every guy has their question marks.
Yep.
For whatever reasons. And, hey, this is the game, the mental game that I play that I tell you guys, you know. Even if 30% of those pan out, like, the Yankees' year still looks pretty good. If you add Luis Castillo... That changes everything. That makes us, I think that makes us dance with the Dodgers as an argument to be the best team in baseball.
Ooh, you think so?
I mean, dude, if Cole and Luis Castillo are Cole and Luis Castillo.
It's a great one, too.
No reason to believe they wouldn't be. Again, I keep doing a corn toss with Seve and Kluber.
Yep.
And then with the young guys or whoever remains or Domingo, like, you're there. That's a real staff. That's the real staff that we.
But they asked for Glaber.
They can't do Glaber.
I don't want to
ask.
They gotta ask.
Yeah, that's fair for them to ask.
Smart of them to ask.
Yeah.
You can't do Glaber Torres.
I agree.
If he turns it around and he's an average defensive shortstop, which he does have the tools to be that, he is like a special generational player.
Yeah.
If he has to go over to second base, he's a special generational player. So, no, I can't do Glabe.
Okay. Okay. What about Glaber's postseason numbers? You like those?
Yeah, man.
342 batting average, 1.37 OPS, 5 home runs, 15 RBIs. In 21 games?
It's funny because Glaber's good still seems like the silly kid doing it. Like, he's just got the big smile, and he's rounding the bases, having a good time. Like, when Judge gets hot, you're like, holy smokes, because he's hitting mammoth homers. He's a monster of a human. Glaber gets hot. It's nutty, and he did this postseason.
His rookie postseason was, like, his weakest of the three postseasons he's been in. But in the last 2 years... 16 postseason games, 367 batting average, 1.157 OPS. I don't think this gets talked about enough because the Yankees are losing.
Yeah.
But at the end of his career, if you were to bring those up, you'd be like, holy smokes. Glaber really came to task when the playoffs were around.
What was Glaber's OPS this postseason?
Is this a setup for a joke?
Not a joke, like an actual.
1.262.
Okay, I thought it was a little higher than this, but Stanton, who homered in every game, was 1.4. It's like close.
Yeah, it's pretty good. All right, so we like Castillo's a game changer. If they can do something, he is a game changer. It doesn't seem like they. It would be like, I think Davey and Clint are in it.
You'd have to think two of Davey, Clint, and Clark.
Yeah.
You have to think that.
Yeah.
And there's a, aren't people starting to get hot on one of the Luises?
Luis Heel?
Don't do it. Medina. Funky
I think it's Medina.
Which, I mean, they also have a bunch of guys on the 40-man that aren't, like, going to pitch right. This year. So you assume a couple of those guys get thrown in. Not as right. The main piece, but.
They don't. No, Medina's
getting a lot of love right now. But, Medina's, I mean, we've seen a lot of players get a lot of love.
Right, but right now he's in that. Niche area of like when that Padres trade went down for Snell, and they were like, oh, you know, that guy's the real.
Oh, yeah, you could build on him. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We're trading Medina.
Right now, Medina's in that sweet spot.
I like banking on him as a trade piece.
He's not the number one prospect, but like he's the dude.
Yeah.
That's a nice area to be in.
Yeah. You know who they really are excited about in this trade?
Yeah.
It's not who you think.
Yeah.
It's funky called Medina.
Yes, that's Medina.
Okay, I like that. Merrill Kelly, 1 year.
Hot.
4.2.
I don't know.
You hate him? What are you looking up? What do you like looking up?
I mean, he was good last year in 5 starts. He's got 1 full season of Major League Baseball since he came back. I want to say he was in the KBO. So, like, I don't know how that dude's going to pitch in the Bronx. Like, at least Freeland's pitched in some big games. He's got a little bit of moxie, Jim. A lefty at the stadium.
Yeah. Okay. All right, next up are a bunch of names that are just easily crossed off. Denelson Lamet. Nope, he's very good for the Padres.
Very good. They use him cheap.
Lucas Giolito. Nope, very good for the White Sox. Also,
contending.
We'll be on tonight's episode of the Trivia Show. So check out the John Boy Media Trivia Show on the main YouTube and Facebook pages. Tonight at 6 p.m., Lucas Giolito is our guest. Phillies, Vince Velasquez. Oh. Nope, they're going for it. What about this? Now, this isn't going to happen, but it's interesting. Kim from the Cardinals. He only has 1 year left. I think the Cardinals are trying to win that division with 85 wins. They're managing payroll, and he was a stud last year.
Yeah,
came over last year, pitched for the Cardinals, was really, really good. He's making $4 million. I doubt he's available. But it'd be kind of interesting if, like, the Cardinals like, you know what? Fuck it. We'll trade him.
Yeah, if it was 2 years, I think I'd think about it, because then if you're the Cardinals and if you could somehow pry, like, Clark, like, if you convince the Yankees that, you know, they could potentially get Clark Schmidt, a guy who could start for them for 5-6 years and be good for 2 years of Kim to go now. But, like, the Yankees want to give up Clark for 1 year of Kim because we don't fully know what he is as a major leaguer.
No, you do, like, and no, Kim would be
St.
like.
St. Louis still thinks they can win the Central.
Yes, yes. So. All right, what if St. Louis is out of it?
Deadline, sure.
Deadline trade, Kim, like it. I mean, then you have Glass now, you have Walker Buehler, you have Urias, you have Max Fried, Clevinger.
Is that maybe the dark secret we're missing here? Like, maybe the Yankees are going to spend this $5.5 million we've decided on one pretty good reliever and then see where they're at the deadline and maybe then get a Kim, get whoever maybe it is.
Daniel Norris. Detroit's got a couple guys. They got Urania, Daniel Norris.
Yeah, I think he means more to Detroit than the Yanks.
I know. I mean, I'm just...
Yeah. Pitched out of the pen all last year. 14 games, only 1 start.
What about Jose Urania?
Bug eater.
Yeah, don't want him.
They just got him. Also.
I know. But they could flip him.
At the deadline.
Detroit did that with some player 2 years ago. That's basically it. And then you go down to really, you know... Tyone, 2.2. I mean, that's one that you can really eye now, and you just add him to the injury-riddled staff. Like, let's get gross here.
If they get Tyone...
The coin flip, it can't all go wrong.
They get Tyone, where are you at?
I mean,
are you freaked out?
No.
Or do you think at that point they've got enough of them that it's like something that has to happen?
Yeah, one of these guys is going to come back.
Okay, that's what I need to know. That's a lot. The question mark staff.
The question mark staff.
Cole and the question marks.
Oh, good band wow.
name. Good band name.
Cole and the question marks. I like that.
Garrett and the Q's. I don't know.
No, you had it.
Okay.
Why would you go away? Sure. Why would you go away from what
make
you
sure.
had?
I want to make sure.
The stakes. They're high. I enjoy them.
What about Tyone and Chad Cool?
Know what their band picture would be?
What's that?
So it'd be like Gerrit Cole.
Yeah, obviously. Lead man, front man.
And then it would be, I'm picturing like the Charlie Brown band. Like, you know, there's the cello thing and there's that piano.
Yeah.
But everything is drawn in a question mark.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's their like band photo.
There's some cartoon where it's all a bunch of question marks, like.
Cartoon.
Question mark.
Question marks.
Question mark.
I got this.
Band cartoon is what I'm looking up. You get anything good?
I mean, I wouldn't say good, but it's...
That made you laugh?
Made me laugh.
Okay.
Yeah. If you get a chance today, if you're working, Google cartoon question marks.
I don't think it's going to make you laugh like it did.
First image made me snarf.
Chad Cool.
Chad Cool.
And Tyone. Doesn't do anything for anyone.
Oh.
I mean, that's kind of it, man. I'm guessing that's what they're looking at, unless they want to look at free agents. They can go get Junis from the Royals, but he's not good, and go into the bullpen.
Come on.
Go get Caleb Smith from Arizona.
Bring him back.
With Merrill.
Caleb's. Oh my God.
Are you okay?
Started thinking about it. My throat got dry.
Oh, no.
Yeah. That's real. Can we talk ourselves into any remaining free agent pitchers?
No. No. Okay. Because it gets to the point where you're saying there's only one option here.
Right.
That makes us as Yankee fans go like, hell yeah.
Yeah.
And it's Luis Castillo. The rest are just like clocks, plug and play. I mean, Tyone makes you dance because you're like,
yeah, you know how my brain works.
We're a riddled band of injuries.
You give me that many cue marks and I am excited. Because I go to the Joker scene where he cracks the pool cue. That's going to be the Yankee staff. Who stays healthy and who pitches well?
I mean, the more you add to the mix, the more you're going to get one to stay healthy and be good. You would hope, right?
See, it feels like it right now. It feels like a numbers game. Baseball.
And he is like well under any cap you want.
Yeah.
2.2.
And he's been low key a pretty good at major league pitcher. And he was like a top prospect. I think he was a number 2 overall pick in the draft.
And he really likes coffee.
I'm getting burpy at the end here.
You get burpy a lot. You do.
I wouldn't say a lot.
I think you're burpy like every show.
Not every show.
80%?
No.
You're
I'd say 50.
No, it's
and
higher.
And when I do, I make it known that I'm burpy.
You're a burpy guy.
I think you think it's more because when I am burpy, I say, whoa, burpy.
Okay. I think you're a burpy guy, though.
Not really.
Though you're not like, you don't like belch.
Right.
You do like your body's like rejecting yourself burps. like a frog's trying to climb out your body and you're trapping it down.
My body's quitting on me.
Yeah.
We've had enough. We're boycotting this whole thing. This sucks.
Tyone has another year attached to him.
So Jameson Tyone is a Yankee.
No. But yeah, maybe. Dude, are they even going to do anything else? That's where it gets interesting. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you know, Cash could be listening to this saying, like, why are they doing this exercise? Like, I'm done.
We just said $5.5 million. I mean, what if Brett Gardner is $4 million? Like, that's game over.
I don't think that's happening. I don't think that's happening.
Do you think he's gone?
Or it's cheap.
Yeah.
I don't think he's going to get much elsewhere.
I mean, what did Gardy get last year? 12 mil? With the buyout?
With the buyout, he was guaranteed something like that.
I think it was like 10 with a 2 mil buyout or something. So it's like, I don't know. He's not that guy, but do other teams even talk to Gardy's agent? Do other teams know who Brett Gardner's agent is?
No. Like, they have to ask around. Does Brett Gardner's agent have other players, or is it just, like, his dad's friend?
I'm assuming it's his dad's
friend. We met them. They're very nice.
Nice guy.
Tyone.
He's a Yankee.
Jameson Tyone. Did he pitch it all last year? No, double Tommy John guy?
Do we need a reliever? Or are we getting Tyone, and then by the end of the year, we kick two of those guys to the bullpen in the playoffs, which has been your dream?
Yeah. Gardy made 12 and a half last year.
I mean, I don't think he's going 12 to 2.
Yeah.
Be nice of him.
I mean, when you get to relievers, I can't play the same game because there's just too many. Especially if you're going trade. I think you'd have to go free agent. Because there's a lot in the free agent pool.
Still a lot of guys left. I don't know. The Pinstripe Strong guys want Amir Garrett. I'm in on it. Fun Twitter guy. Would be fun on the mound in New York.
Yeah, would.
So Castillo, Garrett, Moose, Castellanos.
Yeah.
Sonny Gray.
If they brought Sonny Gray back, he'd be great. I don't know.
No.
No, I don't think so. No. I don't know. Tanaka going to go to the Padres because he's friends with Larry?
They have so many pitchers.
Yeah, but they're rumored to be in on him.
Yeah, I get it.
I don't think Castillo's going to happen if they want Glaber. But they might have just started at Glaber.
Yeah.
Like, would you do Castillo for Davey Garcia? You're getting him for three years.
Man.
So I think,
yes.
Yeah, I think
I'm
do
like
it.
A huge Davey guy, I believe.
You wear his chain.
I wear his chain on occasion. I bought the one newspaper I bought in my life. Had Davey Garcia on it.
But you get Castillo
but
for 3 years.
But if you get a guy who's a bona fide top two dude in a rotation on a given year, you have to take that chance.
I agree.
If we found out it was Clinton Davey tomorrow, there's a little bit of sadness, and then we would be so excited for the season. And that's not a shot at Clint or Davey. It's just where he's at in his career and where they're at in their career and what we need.
I am so excited to talk myself into everyone having great years.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's once spring training starts. Then the land of eternal optimism begins. Yeah, we start PPPs. Because it's hard to do a player profile and projection and be, like, really out on
it. Who do you think is going to have a bad year?
Come on.
That's such a rude question.
Come on.
The most rude.
I'm not answering.
Okay. Good answer.
Thank you. Who do you think is going to have a bad season?
Krisky.
That's like, as rude
that's
as
That's so rude.
That's, like, meaner than saying
and know it's disgusting? Don't believe it. I'm on the Krisky train.
Baseball! All right. That's the end of this episode. Thank you guys very much. And we'll just be sitting around and waiting for Brian Cashman to make his next move.
Cashman, I'll give you money for your gold. Oh, yeah. Yes, I'm the Cashman.
Song is
I'll give
electric.
You money for your gold.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Can you tweet that video out?
Sure.
I just want to, like, post it all the time.
You okay. Need that as in my reply clips folder.
All right. Thank you guys for hanging out with us. We'll see you on Wednesday at 2:00 live. If you're a patron and you want to watch live, it'll be out Wednesday night. You know,
when does spring training start?
February like 14th or 18th. It's always Valentine's Day or my birthday.
My head, it was the 18th, and that's literally a month from as we record, which that doesn't feel that way.
That's when PPPs start.
What?
Feb 8.
Have you ever been over, girls? See you there.
Go Yanks. Tell them, Grams.
Go Yankees.